Hello and welcome to Witchy Wellness Radio. I'm your host, Lauren Chalantani, women's holistic health coach and fellow recovering perfectionist. This podcast was created to show you that your body is not in the way. It is actually leading your way. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. And you are listening to episode 117, Plant-Based Meal Prep with Kristen Mock. And before we jump into today's amazing and juicy, pun intended, episode with Kristen, a word from our sponsors, Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium. This is my go-to magnesium for transdermal support. And if you want to learn more about what magnesium benefits are, listen to episode 73 of Witchy Wellness Radio with founder Kristen Bowen. Head over to the show notes and to use that link and make sure to use code Witchy, W-I-C-T-H-Y, for 10% off of your offer. And back to today's show, a few things we talked about include why plant-based eating works for so many people and how to actually meal prep and not have to spend all day in the kitchen. Kristen's amazing way of plant-based meal prepping. The secret is in the sauce, learning how to cook healthy, easy, and delicious meals, and how to eat healthy when you're traveling or eating out, and so much more. Please enjoy episode 117, Plant-Based Meal Prep with Kristen Mock. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Witchy Wellness Radio. I am your host, Lauren Chalantani, and this is a show you get to learn how your body and emotions are not in the way, they are actually leading the way. And our beautiful guest today, Kristen Mock, is a registered nurse, board-certified health coach, and plant-based meal prep enthusiast. Since 2016, she has been working one-on-one with people who have been able to crush their health goals after switching to a plant-based diet and working on lifestyle modifications. Over the past couple of years, when looking at people who have been successful with their health goals and those who have struggled, Kristen noticed that there's one thing that stands out: being prepared. And for this reason, Kristen recently launched a meal prep course called Plant-Based Meal Prep Made Easy. And in this course, Kristen teaches you the exact step-by-step framework that she uses to whip up multiple healthy grab-and-go plant-based meals for the week in just 1 hour of cooking time, which blows my mind, leaving you feeling confident, prepared, and organized with your health and the week ahead. Yummy. I thank you so much for coming on the show today, Kristen. I'm so excited to dive into this, put a fork in it. Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to think of some fun pun, didn't come to me, but welcome.
Oh, I like that intro. I had, you know, sent that to you a while ago and I totally forgot what I had written. So I'm listening to you say that and I'm like, yeah, I totally do that.
Yeah, I rock it. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're all about that. And I know Kristen offline as well. And it amazes me what I've learned that you can meal prep in under an hour or less. I like avoid meal prepping for that reason. And being prepared, having a plan, but also an easy plan when things pop up in your life. It's so easy when emergencies come up or plans change to go off healthy eating, and then it sometimes can spiral. But anyway, before we get into all of that, I would love to hear how, it's thundering over here if you all can hear it, how Nurse Kristen came to fruition. And I mean, we said it beautifully in your intro why this course was created, but I'm sure there's some heroine's journey that led you to be able to create this course for other people.
I love this question. And I feel like I always approach it from a different place, just kind of depending on, you know, the journey and where I've been at. But just a little background on me. I became a nurse in 2006. And for a long time, I worked in a hospital and I took care of people who had just had an amputation procedure. So they had just had part of their limb removed. And a lot of these people that I was caring for were really, really sick. And one thing that always confused me is why we were never talking about nutrition. You know, ultimately these people would go home and they would come back just as sick, or if not sicker, than when they left. And we were never focusing on making them healthy. We were just getting them stable enough to leave. And at the time, it really confused me, but I didn't know what proper nutrition was then. At that time, I was following a really low carb diet, and I had a lot of health issues myself from that. So fast forward a few years later, a friend of mine challenged me to go vegan for a month. And I thought it was ridiculous. At the time, I thought eating vegan was really unhealthy. Like, where were you going to get your protein? Where were you going to get your calcium? These were things that ran through my mind. But I'm always up for a challenge. So I went vegan for a month, and all of a sudden, all the intestinal issues that I had were gone. I had IBS to the point that I was in the emergency room. I had really bad IBS symptoms, and my IBS went away. My skin got better. My husband had really bad eczema. His eczema went away. And so, like, you know, just like these classic things that you hear that happen to people when they improve their diet. And I couldn't help but think that, you know, I had been lied to. How did I not know this? I started doing a lot of research on plant-based nutrition, and I just started seeing all of these stories of people who are having these amazing health transformations by incorporating more plants into their lives. And it sounds so basic, but I couldn't help but think of all these people I had cared for and the disservice that we had really done to them by not really helping them get healthy. So that's really where it all began.
That's where it all began. And then you have a beautiful online community. I mean, you call yourself Nurse Kristen online. If you guys like delicious, easy recipes, Kristen has great Instagram, but also her private Facebook group. I have to do a shout out where you do cooking demos and recipes are in there. I'm like salivating thinking of it right now, because not only are they healthy, they're delicious, and they're like easy recipes. For me, when I started eating more plant-based, I've been vegetarian since I was 16, and not until after college was I a healthy one. Like, you can be a junk food vegan so easily, even in like the early 2000s that was possible, but even more so now. The amount of junk food out there that's gluten-free and vegan or even organic blows my mind. But anyway, it wasn't until later in life where I had health issues, lifelong issues with constipation and IBS as well, and acne. And even I started eating vegan for my anxiety, really, was to help. Okay, is this a health gut issue? You know, healthy gut doesn't have these problems. So I looked at my microbiome, and I started creating these very elaborate healthy meals that would take an hour to 2 hours every night. They were delicious. But I quickly learned adulting doesn't work that way. I can't spend the whole day in the kitchen, right? And then prepping my breakfast for the next day. And it sucks up your life. And for me, it was like, oh my God, healthy eating is so hard. That's not the truth at all. Could you explain to us? And I love the way that you meal prep, because a lot of people think of like bodybuilding and like eating macros and like getting like 50 Tupperwares for the week ready to go. Can you explain how easy your system and this way of meal prepping is, and you can still eat healthy and it be delicious?
Right. Yeah. I mean, and I relate with you in so many ways, Lauren. When I first started eating plant-based, I was eating a lot of raw wraps, and I was so hungry. And if I wasn't doing that, I was doing these elaborate meals that took hours, and that's just not sustainable. And ultimately, I had created a podcast and started interviewing people who had health transformations. And one thing that I learned from all of these people who were successful with their health is that they were prepared. And it's the same with any diet. It doesn't matter what kind of healthy eating pattern you're following. It's so important to be prepared. So this is something that I really started focusing on, was being prepared and how to meal prep. I still go in, and I work in a lifestyle medicine clinic. And when I go to work, there's no options. There's no options for food when I'm there. So I have to prep. So meal prep's going to look different for everybody. You know, I really believe that it's not one size fits all. And it can be really tough when you look at a recipe, because you know, for me in my household, both my husband and I eat plant-based, but we like different foods. And if a recipe says that the serving size is 4 servings, for me, that will likely be like 4 to 6 servings. For my husband, that would be 2 to 4 servings. You know, like we just eat different amounts of food. So how do you make this work for you? So one thing that I really focus on is really optimizing the use of your kitchen gadgets. How can you actually make them go to work for you? And preparing your food in a way that makes sense. I really encourage people to start small, find a routine that works for you, and then build from there. So we focus on, you know, maximizing the use of your time in the kitchen, getting things in the oven, getting something in the Instant Pot, and then start using your hands to chop and prep vegetables. And so I've really created a course to really take people step by step on how to do this. And I have a variety of cook along with me videos that people can do. So you can really learn hands on and just watch a demo and cook with me to really get these skills down. And it's amazing to hear the transformations that people have by going through this. I just launched a course a few weeks ago on plant-based meal prep made easy. And I had somebody message me the other day, and just from doing this simple meal prep, it's somebody who had been vegetarian, but they had been eating Morningstar, you know, sausages in the morning and just focusing on that kind of stuff. And in just a month of doing this, they've already lost 12 pounds. And it's so cool to see those kinds of results just from taking a little bit of time and figuring out what that routine is going to be for you.
Wow. That's freaking amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Making your kitchen and your gadgets, but also the ingredients too, and how you make your grocery list. How I know your course, since I've gotten to take it, I know the ins and outs of it. I love how you approach it. It's not like, this is the system, follow this, here are your recipes. You're really helping people get the basics of how this can work and make it your own. How can you create your own grocery list? How can you create your own meal plan that fits you and fits your taste? Can you speak more?
Yeah, I really encourage people to start creating their own master list of recipes. In my course, right, I provide templates for that. But a lot of people will use things just like a Google spreadsheet or use an app like Pocket, so you can categorize the different recipes that you like to use. But keep a master list of recipes that you like and that work for you. So then when you go to meal prep, you already have them. And then I encourage people to also keep a list of recipes that they want to try. I don't know about you, but like, obviously I like food. And so I'm on the Instagram all the time, like, oh my gosh, I want to try that recipe. I want to try that recipe. So keep a list of recipes that you want to try. And then every week, just add in one new recipe. So every week it's not completely brand new. And then, you know, I also focus on the course too, how to make this work if you're living in a household of people who eat differently than you, because that can be such a tricky piece for people when trying to eat healthy, if they don't feel supported in their home or if the people around them don't eat that way.
So can you give us a little preview of like day to day, maybe what you eat and what kind of those sample recipes that you give in your Facebook group, but also through the course looks like? Like you said, you're not going to be eating like lettuce wraps all day long. You'll feel fulfilled and satisfied.
Yeah. I mean, I really focus on whole foods. I'm not going to lie. Like, I like to go and get a Beyond Burger every couple months. You know, like I like to have that kind of food every once in a while, but I really focus on whole foods. So like an average day for me, oh man, like I love having grains and beans in the morning. So grains and beans with greens. That sounds kind of funny to say, but grains and beans are just full of fiber and they're going to make you feel full and sustained for a really long time. And you know, and then you got your protein in there too, but yeah, I really like to have grains, beans, and greens in the morning. Lunch, I often eat soup, man. Like I could eat soup all year round. It's 100 degrees, where I live today and I'm still eating soup. And oftentimes, in the evening, I'll have like a big salad, you know, like just like everything that you can think of, I throw in there, a big salad or a Buddha bowl, but I like to focus on components, you know, like making making different components, like making a bunch of tofu steaks, cutting them up and using them in different meals throughout the week, making a big batch of farro and then using that in things throughout the week. And so in my course, that's something that I really try to focus on, is how can you just make different components and then repurpose those in different meals throughout the week, so you're not spending all day in the kitchen, because nobody wants to do that. There's so many things to do. And it seems like the more technology that we get and the more convenience that we get, the more that we're packing things into our lives. And the kitchen just doesn't, it's not a place where you want to spend 3 hours on a Sunday.
No. Yeah. More, more, more. Go, go, go. Do, do, do. Yeah. That's kind of, yeah, our motto for culture and society. And I love how you teach that it can be simple, healthy, delicious. I kind of like to start talking about plant-based nutrition in general, because I know a lot of people have heard about it and it made sense to me. It doesn't work for everybody's bodies, but like, you know, what drew you in? What are some benefits? And I know a lot of people like myself, I'll probably have fish like once a year just because I want it and I allow myself to do that. That's about it. I haven't had meat in years, but you know, flexitarian, that's okay too. Cause I feel like people hear plant-based or vegan and they're like, oh my gosh, militant vegan who are going to try to convert me to their religion. And you know, which is fine. I think there's so many benefits outside of health that plant-based nutrition can provide to the world, but I would love to hear your perspective and I guess philosophy on plant-based nutrition and eating.
Yeah. So all or nothing doesn't work for a lot of people. Perfectionism really doesn't work for a lot of people. And if you want to have fish every once in a while, go and have the fish. My philosophy is finding ways to make whole foods and plants take up the majority of your plate and finding something that's going to work for your life and work for a lifestyle. Once I started working with people one-on-one, you know, I'm a health coach. I have my own private health coaching business and I do work as a health coach in a lifestyle medicine clinic. And it is amazing to see the transformations that people have. Yesterday I talked with somebody I'd only been working with for a month. She has tried every diet under the sun. She's done Weight Watchers, Atkins, keto, like all the stuff, right? She's done all the things and she loses weight, but gains it back and then plus some. And this is so common for people. And so I talked with her yesterday. She's lost 9 pounds in a month. She has confidence. She feels comfortable in her clothing. Her clothing feels loose. She no longer has acid reflux. She used to have all this stomach pain before going to bed. And now her stomach pain is gone. Her joints don't hurt anymore. Her husband's lost 25 pounds by eating this way. So when you hear these things and these transformations, you can't help but just want to continue to spread that message and want to continue to do that same goodness for your own body. But be realistic about it, finding what's going to work for a lifestyle. And the idea that you're going to give up every single thing that you love forever is just, it's just so unrealistic. My mother makes a peach blueberry pie that I absolutely love. And I know that it's not vegan. And if I go home in the summer and she has that, I am going to have a slice of it.
Totally agree. Yeah. I was at that point in parts of my plant-based journey where I was like pretty much raw vegan too. And I didn't eat sugar for like 2-3 years. I hate sugar now. In fact, I had dark chocolate before I got on the show. because I find that there's like, in health coaching school, I learned about orthorexia, where it's like, you're so obsessed about everything having to be clean and green. And like, it's an eating disorder of sorts that everything, it has to be as healthy as it possibly can. And you get horrible anxiety because of that. And for me, I've been there, done that because of my perfectionist self. And even though I'm fueling my body with this really highly nutritious food, if my mind and my body, my nervous system are in such a stressed out state, I'm not getting that full benefit. That when I was more health coaching, a lot of the women that I was working with, knew what to eat. They're like, I'm mostly plant-based. I can't eat gluten. I can't eat this. But my body's still freaking out. I'm like, okay, well, how are you eating? Because what you eat and how you eat are just as important. And, you know, are you watching TV? Are you checking emails? Are you texting? Or are you walking and eating? What's going on? And for me, it was a huge discovery in my own life, but also clients' lives, is taking a few seconds to be present, to take a deep breath, to savor and actually taste what you're eating. I'm guilty of it too. Like, I'll get a smoothie on the go and I'll just out the door. But taking that time to digest really what you're eating, to digest life. And for me, that was a huge game changer for my digestion too. If I'm stressed out and still eating all the greens in the world, you know, all the kale in the world couldn't save me. It's like, I knew that that was my body's way of telling me, calm the F down, take a second, be present. And that kind of blew my mind, going so deep into this, like this, the eating and plant-based world, which I do think solves so many things. But if I am such a stressed out state of being, I'm not getting the full benefit. So that's part of the reason why the show's tagline is, your body is not in the way, it's leading the way. Your body is not attacking you. It's not sabotaging you anyway. It's just a messenger, and learning to digest, if you will, those signs, and learn how to pivot and figure out what works for you. What works today might not work tomorrow, might not work in 3 years from now. And I know, well, a few years ago, Chris and her husband, I mean, the world right now, they travel a lot, and they were full-time travelers for a long time. How do you deal with the stress of travel and healthy eating? And like, do you meal prep while you travel? Like, for people out there who are like, I'm healthy, but like, what do I do when I travel?
Yeah. Oh, I love talking about this. Yeah. So travel, an example. So this last weekend, my husband and I went to the Chelan Mountains in Washington. And before we left, I prepped food to bring with. You never know what your options are going to be from A to B. So if I'm going on a road trip, I prepare food that I take with. But once you're there, you know, that's going to be a time where I'm going to give myself some forgiveness, and I'm going to go out to eat and just have, you know, like, I was in a Bavarian town. So there was restaurants where there was like vegan sausage with sauerkraut. So we ate the vegan sausage and we had the pretzel with mustard, you know, like whatever, like I want to have the experience. But then I also bring food with, and we were staying in an Airbnb. And so then I made food in the Airbnb. But other things that I'll do too with traveling is I'll really just like look at the menu. And if there is no, like, this is a vegan option on the menu, I'll just look to see what kind of plants and grains or whatever that is in other menu items. And I'll ask them to make me something. So a common thing that I'll look for is, does a restaurant offer a BLT sandwich? So many do. And do they have mushrooms in anything? So then I'll ask them to make me like a mushroom, lettuce, tomato sandwich. And if they have avocado, I'll ask them to put that on there. Or maybe they have a pasta, but it's like a meat pasta, right? But they have veggies too. So then I'll ask them not to put the meat in and put veggies in. Like, I'll ask for what I want. And restaurants are going to turn you away. They want to make you happy. So that really works for me. You know, and one thing I was thinking about too, when you were talking earlier, is, you know, once people do start making these changes to eating healthier, it's so easy to focus on restriction, right? And all these things that you can't have anymore and all these things that you have to cut out. And it can create a lot of stress, especially in social situations, families, whatever. And so with that, yeah, you're talking about slowing down, take a couple breaths and be mindful. And one thing I often encourage people to is to think about abundance. Like, so I had to remove meat and dairy from my diet, but in doing that, I added in way more plants than the types of meats I was consuming. I added in way more plants than the different types of cheeses I was eating. So I actually I have added way more into my diet than I have taken away from it. And I've added health in there too. So that's a really nice little bonus. But yeah, just wanted to throw that in there.
And I remember reading one of your posts about this, where people feel like, you know, plant-based diets are so restrictive and you usually eat how many different kinds of meat, you know, like four, but the amount of different vegetables and fruits out there are hundreds of thousands of different opportunities.
Yes.
It blows my
hundreds
mind.
Hundreds of thousands of edible plants, and you're really only eating like four different kinds of meat.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And like you said, there are alternative options. Like if you want every once in a while to have a Beyond Meat burger, go for it. And I do that too. And I'm like, oh. But I'm one of those weird people who never liked meat as a child. My parents would like have to force me to like eat steak. And I'd like, can I have some ketchup? I don't want to eat this.
Hamburger day was my least favorite day growing up. Like when we would have hamburgers, we would always do hamburgers and we would have marinated mushrooms. And I would get so excited about the mushrooms, but I was like, no, I don't want the hamburger.
Yes, memories. But for me, one of the first things that brought my attention, I was already plant-based, was like, oh my gosh, Forks Over Knives documentary, all those documentaries. What are some good documentaries or resources or books? Obviously, like you put out a wealth of information on Instagram and your private Facebook group. But if people want to learn more, maybe want to watch something, what are some good resources or videos they can watch?
Yeah, I mean, Forks Over Knives is amazing. Two other documentaries that I think are great are What the Health and also Game Changers. Game Changers is so good for anybody who's afraid that protein might get in the way of them being able to have muscles. Because, man, when you think about half of the Tennessee Titans, you know, an NFL team are vegan and they're the defensive team. Man, you can certainly have muscles by eating a plant-based diet. So that one is a really good one for that. I really enjoy the Ritual podcast. If you want to listen to podcasts about plant-based health. And books, oh my God, I mean, I could go on this topic, but books that I really love, Fiber Fueled is something that I recommend to so many people, especially if you're concerned about gut health. Fiber Fueled is written by a gastroenterologist by the name of Dr. Will Bolzovitz, and it's amazing. So if you have gluten issues, SIBO, anything like that, it's amazing. Mastering Diabetes is a book that I recommend to a lot of people too, just because the number of people who are walking around with pre-diabetes is astronomical. And the guys who create a Mastering Diabetes have an amazing goal to help 1 million people reverse their diabetes, and they're well on their way. So those are, yeah, resources that I really like.
Ooh, I'll have to check out some of those. I don't think I watched What the Health. I might have. It's been a hot second. I'm going to get back into
it. It's created by the guys who did Cowspiracy. Oh, and yep, then they also did Seaspiracy, which I have tried to watch Seaspiracy, but it just breaks my heart to see what we are doing to the oceans by our fascination with eating fish that I couldn't watch it because it just was breaking my heart.
I'm right there with you. Right there with you.
I like, you know, the topic of mindfulness that you bring a lot onto this podcast. And taking a deep breath and slowing down. And, you know, you really like to talk about gut health on here as well and how, you know, that can manifest in so many different ways. And I liked what you were talking about earlier with just slowing down with your eating too. You know, one thing that's, I think, is really important to think about as far as digestion goes is when you do slow down and you are mindful with your food, you are able to absorb more nutrients from that food. So when we're living in this fast-paced society and we're just scarfing down our food, when you're not actually chewing it, your body is not able to absorb those nutrients from the food that it should be getting. So if you're in a hurry all the time with your healthy diet and you're not feeling the health benefits that you thought you might be getting from it, being mindful and just slowing down and being present with that meal can really help out.
For sure. And a lot of us, I think, we're stuck in this system of taking a pill instead of looking at the deeper root of the issue, which gut health or just diet in general, lifestyle in general. in terms of supplements, because I know people talk about protein a lot when you become plant-based, where's the protein? And there's a lot of like B12, B vitamins. What, if any, supplements do you recommend with a healthy plant-based diet?
Yeah, that's a great question. B12. Yeah, definitely recommend B12, like getting around like 500 micrograms a day. So however that's going to be, if you're taking it a few times a week, taking it daily, but getting B12 is really important. D3, I mean, I think D3 is something that everybody should get tested to see where you're at. If you have low energy, you might be low in either of those. But taking D3 is also going to help your body bind and absorb that calcium that you're taking in too. So those are the two supplements that I recommend. I'm not a big supplement person. Your vitamins and minerals are in the food. So go eat the food. If you are somebody who's looking to get in more supplements, there's a supplement called Complement, and it's an all-in-one vegan supplement. It's something that's been created by the No Meat Athlete. And so that has vegan sources of omega in it, which is, if you're somebody who wants to take an omega, I really recommend doing a vegan source of it, because you know, we're at the fish oil, the fish are getting those omega from the algae. You know, the fish don't magically have the omega-3s in there. They're eating it from the algae. So why not get an algae-based one? So we're not contributing to plastics in the ocean and all of this nasty stuff. Just get the algae one. And so Complement has plant-based omega in it. It's got iodine in it. It's got a lot of different stuff in it. So that's a good all-in-one, but it's a little bit spendy.
Yeah. 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 I definitely take the B12. I notice the difference when I don't, for sure. I'd say B12. I do take D vitamin. The other thing, and we're sponsored by a magnesium company here, and magnesium for me, if we're talking mindfulness and stress levels, is a game changer. I started taking it to help with digestion years ago, and I realized it helped me more mentally and anxiety wise than anything else in the world. So yeah, make sure to check out the show notes. I'll also plug this right now: Living the Good Life Naturally Magnesium, and transdermally, which means on your skin, you're able to absorb it at a higher, way higher rate than taking the pill internally. And a lot of times, magnesium pills or horse pills. And I am such a child when it comes to taking pills. I'm horrible at it. My partner, David, makes fun of me every single day. He throws back 5 vitamins at a time, and I take one little itsy bitsy one at a time. Cause I'm like, ah, anyway, but this magnesium, you can use lotions. They have a soak, which I love taking a bath in weekly, or foot soak. Easy peasy. And you can use code WICHY, WICTHY, for 10% off, which is awesome as well. But yeah, other than the vitamins you mentioned, that's one of the key things that I supplement with, because even though we are eating healthy and plant-based, so much of the, we talk about big pharma, but big farming, this the industrial complex that has become overpopulating, like monocropping, like only switching 2 or 3 crops in the same fields over and over and over again, has really depleted our micro macronutrients in the plants themselves. And that could be a whole other podcast.
I mean, that's such a great point. You know, like B12 comes from dirt.
Yeah.
Right. So like, if you're somebody who has your own garden, and you're just pulling the vegetables right out of the earth and you're eating them, you know, you probably have better B12 levels than other people, but if you're getting your produce in a grocery store, it's been washed so many times that B12 is off of it. And if you're eating animals, you're getting it from animals because their food is being fortified with B12, or they're free range and they're actually eating out of the dirt. So they have it. So it's not because we're vegan that we lack it. It's the food system.
Yeah. 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 I like to point that one out too, because people are always like, but where's the B12? Where's the protein? It's the system at a large, no matter how you eat, is what's affecting it. Which blows my mind. But nonetheless, if you are in a community where you can go to farmer's market or or CSA, Community Sustained Agriculture, where you can support a farm or multiple farms, do that, because that's going to be healthier for you. You're supporting a local business. It's amazing. And honestly, we do it here. I'm amazed at how juicy and flavorful and more delicious locally grown in season produce actually is. Even if you buy organic at Whole Foods, like a tomato there versus a local tomato here, you're just like night and freaking day if you can afford it. Mm-hmm. You can supplement with that as well.
Yeah, I love going to the farmer's market. Somehow I always end up spending like $100, but it's because it's like all of this other stuff there. And I'm like, oh my gosh, look at this, look at that. But if I just stick to the list, I'm okay.
Okay. Yeah. I love buying flowers at farmers markets, which are always way overpriced, but they're so pretty. Like I spend like $40 on flowers. It's fine. Anyway, I digress. One last thing I wanted to ask about, you did a free workshop about the secret is in the sauce. And I love this topic about how making easy homemade sauces can really spice up, if you will, your meal prep, your plant-based meal eating. Tell us more about the secret that's in the sauce.
I love making my own sauces because then you have control over what's in them. But making sauces, it's such a great way to, again, reuse the same foods but have different flavors. So you can chop up a bunch of veggies at the beginning of the week, but then make different sauces. So maybe you want to make a cheese sauce or some kind of a peanut sauce. You can use those same ingredients, but put a different kind of sauce on them. And now you've got different meals. And sauces, they're just going to save you time. So if you already have your sauces prepared, you can just come home from work, throw some grains in the Instant Pot. It takes like 10 minutes, saute some veggies, and you've got a meal. It adds in variety. You can reuse, repurpose, and it just saves so much time.
So much time. Yeah. And that's usually our go-to. It's just put some either saute veggies, put them in the steamer, get the grain going, sauce done, and switch it up every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, even on my trip that I said I just went on, I brought peanut sauce with. So then we could just make a meal, and you can even use it as a dipping sauce for veggies.
Mm. Yummy. The joke around here is that I put tahini on everything, which I do. And I will just say tahini with like berries and a cereal or oatmeal or yogurt. Don't knock it until you try it. It's really, really good. Tahini on everything, savory, sweet, anything in between. Mm.
I just started putting it in my tofu scrambles.
Ooh.
And it has brought it up like a whole nother notch. So I am team tahini right there with you, Lauren. Yeah.
Not sponsored by tahini, but I will be. I will be. We go to the Middle Eastern market to buy our tahini, and I buy like a gallon or like a pint of it at a time. It's ridiculous. But another thing I really like, shout out to the Middle Eastern market, is I love za'atar seasoning. It is so good. Just shout out. If anybody wants to mix up their meals, za'atar is very good. Don't go to Trader Joe's and get
it. What do you put it on? What do you do with
tofu?
Your
za'atar seasoning? We bread the tofu with za'atar. So we cut up some tofu. We drain the tofu for the day, slice it up in some cubes, dip it in some oat milk, and then literally bread it with za'atar and then bake it in the oven like you normally would. It's so good. And we do some hot sauce and tahini sauce on top. Some rice and a little salad, like a cucumber and tomato, kind of like Israeli salad. So good. We're actually going out tonight, and I'm probably going to order that exact meal where we're going tonight. Middle Eastern restaurant, which is awesome. But yeah. With that being said, Kristen, I think I looked down at the time and our time is almost done together today. Was there anything else or anything delicious meals you want to talk about before we start to close the show out today?
Oh, I mean, I could go on about delicious meals. but if people are listening and they do want to learn more about my plant-based meal prep made easy course, I do have a coupon code for your listeners. So you can go to plantbasedmealprep.me/course. And upon checkout, if you use the code witchy, you'll get 30% off the course.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you. And that'll be in the show notes, everybody. So you can just click and purchase and eat delicious, healthy meals right away. But thank you so much, Kristen, for coming on the show today. I am super hungry now talking about all these delicious things. We close a show out every week thanking you for not only showing up for us today, but showing up for yourself and all your other beautiful clients now and in the future. And how can we, the listeners, as an act of gratitude, be of service for you in return today?
Oh, I would just ask that everybody go out and try a new plant-based recipe. Treat yourself, treat your loved ones to delicious plants. It's not only good for your health, but it's good for the health of those that you love, and it's good for the health of our environment. And so go treat yourself and go treat our beautiful earth to some delicious plants.
Treat yourself. If anybody here is a Leslie Knope fan, you'll understand. But anyway, thank you so much, Kristen, for coming on the show today. It was so wonderful talking with you on the podcast.
Thank you, Lauren.
And remember, open up, surrender, trust, and let your body lead the way.